And our next guest is a climate scientist who's been involved in an international project studying the world's glaciers to try to find out whether climate change is having an impact beyond what's happened in previous eras. He's Dr. Gordon Bromley from the University of Galway. And Gordon Bromley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So tell us about the study and how you got involved. What was being examined?
Well, this is, as you said, this is an international study, and it involved collaborators from the United States and from France and from here in Ireland. And what we're doing is we are using glaciers as nature's thermometers to explore the magnitude of modern climate change and to see, you know, how far have we come, and is this, how far beyond the natural variability have we passed now?
And how did you go about establishing that?
Well, it's all involving field work. And so the troops on the ground, I was working in Colombia, and we would go up to these tropical glaciers, so very high up in the Andes, about 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 meters. And we're using a really kind of a special, relatively new technique called cosmogenic nuclide chronology to reconstruct the past behavior of these glaciers. So really to say, before we had any photography or thermometers, before we were measuring these things, we can reconstruct the past behavior of ice, and that can tell us exactly what atmospheric temperature was doing. So in a nutshell, I would go up to the glaciers, I would collect a sample of rock from the bedrock right next to it. And this is rock that's it's been covered by ice for potentially thousands of years until this melting. And now it's exposed, and it's exposed to the atmosphere. It's exposed to this shower of radiation from outer space. And so just like when we're exposed to the sun and our skin gets a sunburn, mm-hmm. what we're measuring is special nuclides, so rare isotopes inside these rocks that are formed by the interaction of this cosmic radiation from outer space and the rock itself, the minerals in the rock. So I think of this, I try and explain it like a giant geologic stopwatch, basically. And so if we can collect samples of rock from these formerly glaciated areas, and we can measure how much of this rare isotope is in those, we can tell how long that rock surface has been exposed to the atmosphere. That tells us how long this glacier has been bigger or smaller than it is mm-hmm. today. So it's a lot of chemistry and sort of black magic, it sounds like.
It sounds absolutely fascinating. But tell me what you found when you carried out your analysis, you and your colleagues, of the glaciers in the different parts of the world. What's happening? What do those thermometers tell you?
They tell us from the tropics where this project is based, so Peru, Colombia and Bolivia, what we're finding is almost no evidence of cosmogenic nuclides in these rocks. So that's telling us that these rocks on these mountains very high up have never been exposed to the atmosphere, at least in the last 11,000, 12,000 years, and potentially a lot longer than that. And so that tells us, I think the Occam's razor conclusion is that these glaciers have never been that small, right? So they've shrunk, they are shrinking now past a level, past any natural variability from the past Holocene. And that's alarming. You know, this is a real benchmark. We know that climate is warming. We are 99% certain why it is warming, you know, because of the burning of fossil fuels and then the powerful effects of greenhouse gases. And we expect glaciers to shrink. And they are all over the world. But it's always sobering when you see a prediction come true and you see a benchmark being crossed, and we think of the Holocene period, you know, very stable. This is when civilization came into being, and it's what we think of when we think of humans and our planet.
So going right back to the Stone Age, going right back to then, it's never been...
Oh, go further. Yes, yes. Absolutely.
And it's never been as hot.
I wouldn't say that exactly, because this is the joy of geology. You know, Earth's history is so long, and there are times when it's been much hotter, much colder, etc. But in the scope of what we humans are used to, and the period that we came to call ourselves humans, what we're in now is, I would say, unprecedented, yes.
It's been fascinating to hear about your research, and thank you for talking to us about it this morning. That's Dr. Gordon Bromley, climate scientist from the University of Galway.